This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. stocks joined a global rout on crashing oil prices and mounting worries over the coronavirus. They plunged so deeply this morning that it triggered an automatic halt to trading. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Just after the opening bell, the S&P fell 7%, triggering a circuit breaker that halts stock market trading for 15 minutes. Officials at the New York Stock Exchange say it's a precaution to slow down the market and give investors time to take a breath and reevaluate. When trading halted, the Dow was down 1,884 points. Before the open, global stock markets and oil prices plunged after a fight between the crude-producing nations, Russia and Saudi Arabia, jolted investors who already were on edge about surging costs of the coronavirus. Julie Walker, New York.
The number of new coronavirus cases globally stands at nearly 110,000, with just over 3,800 deaths across 99 countries and territories. China had almost 81,000 of those cases and just over 3,100 of the deaths. Outside China, hardest hit countries include South Korea, Iran, Italy, and France. Two members of Congress are isolating themselves after having contact with a man who tested positive for coronavirus. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Senator Ted Cruz says he'll stay at his Texas home the next few days. Congressman Paul Gosar has closed his office this week and says three members of his senior staff are also isolating. Both lawmakers determined they were in contact with the man at the Conservative Political Action Conference in suburban Washington nearly 2 weeks ago. Several top lawmakers were scheduled to be at the conference where both President Trump and Vice President Pence spoke. Officials here say there's no indication either met or were in close proximity to the infected man. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News.